Thank you, Mona. First of all, I would like to congratulate Pat Cox for establishing this program and all of you for participating in the program. Because with my personal experience, I could absolutely say that it's not just because of the greenhouse effect here that this program is growing, but it's because of your incredible creativity and incredible activities. There is an impact not only in our offices, but there is an impact to the EU policy because of the Humanity in Action. Thank you, Mona, for coordinating these wonderful young people. And I would like to share by evidence, because now it's very modern to say evidence-based policies, evidence-based everything. By evidence, I would like to share with you the impact of the Humanity in Action to the work of this House and to the EU policies. During the crisis, many times it has been shared publicly and between institutions and among us that the major problem of Europe is not just the impact of financial crisis and the way it turned to economic crisis, social crisis, but mainly the political crisis, and especially in leadership and vision. And what I believe and what I invest my entire life is in the creativity of young people. So I believe that the more opportunities we give to you, the better opportunities you will have to save Europe. Now, the evidence. I had the incredible good luck to have four wonderful stagiaires from Humanity in Action. The first one was from Denmark, Christian. And he had the crazy idea to change the policy or to establish a policy for the Union in observing, analyzing, and sponsoring the pollution of our oceans and seas by plastics. So I gave him the full responsibility, and I asked him to open his creativity to produce a big seminar, to produce a public hearing, and to produce a proposal to the Commission to establish a policy in this area. Because of his incredible energy and competences, and also activities not just with EU NGOs and stakeholders, but also worldwide, there was a proposal to the Commission, and Commission adopted it to start analysis on the situation, which apparently we didn't have. There was no such policy, there was no such analysis. And because of Christian, now there is such policies and such analysis. Because of his efforts, the Parliament amended the budget, and 2 million euro have been dedicated to three very substantial projects to analyze what are the sources of pollution, what are the major policies in this area, and how we should improve it. And now the Commission is coming up with a full document on a strategy to prevent the pollution of our oceans and seas, and also there will be a full financial package dedicated. So this is just the effort of one stagiaire for 3 months in parliamentary office. Your applause for Christian. The second person was Joshua from France. Actually, he was from Ecuador. He was very interested in e-health, and he started working in the e-health policies, and because of his incredible energy and efforts and creativity and the proposals and amendments that he proposed to me to direct to the Commission, the issue of e-health has been included in 2 reports and 2 major strategic documents of the Commission. One is the aging population strategic document, and the other one is the Health for Growth program, which will have a substantial not just policy impact but also financial impact. So your applause for Joshua. The third person was Tosin from the United States. Young and very dedicated person to the issue of undocumented migrants. Again, because of his efforts and all the proposals that he made, and we were able to have a seminar again and to have the issue directed to the Commission, now there is strategy that the Commission is starting to look at to do a communication with the Member States on the issue of the health-related problems of undocumented migrants, but also all other social issues related to this very sensitive group of people. And this was just because of the efforts and the very dedicated personal experience and also personal creativity of Tosin during his stagiaireship in the Parliament. So your special applause for Tosin. And the fourth person I was very lucky to have in my office is Tamara. She was very much inspired with women's rights, and especially by looking at the reality of the attempts of the Council of Europe to convince the Council of Europe member states to ratify the Convention on Violence Against Women. So she started together with us, and she was inspiring a big campaign of the European Parliament members to address the parliaments of the member states of the Council of Europe to ratify the convention. And she was able to convince 108 NGOs all over the world from 47 member states to participate, to support the European Parliament. This is incredible work, and she convinced also the United Nations office in Brussels to participate in this big campaign. She's still busy with this, and I was so happy with her that I was, actually 2 days ago, I proposed her to join my office, my staff members, and to continue working on two legislative dossiers, the Tobacco Directive and also the Price Transparency Directive. So she will be fully involved. Now, your special applause for Tamara as well. But the one that actually deserves all this applause is Humanity in Action, and especially Pat Cox. Special. With his energy dedicated to young people and with his investment in young people, ideas and creativity, I think he is giving, and the foundation is giving, a very good example to everybody who and where is the right effort and the right investment, and where our hopes should go, and where and whom we should trust and open the doors for proposing, but also for changing the world. I hope that all of you had incredible time here in the European Parliament to exchange views and experience, and you will keep in contact with Humanity in Action. You'll keep in contact with your hosting MEPs and also the assistants and stagiaires that you met here in this house, and you will continue working in making changes, because what we need is exactly making a change. And if you look at the way that we tried to make a change with austerity measures and the way it didn't work, you can imagine how valuable is your work and your ideas in replacing this passion about economic growth with passion in more qualitative development and sustainability. So I would like to wish you very good luck, and especially to your creativity. Do not close it. Open it, and I'm absolutely sure that you'll find many MEPs, not just MEPs, many decision makers and leaders, which will give you the chance to make a change, not just in Europe, but also in your countries, from where you come and in the world. Thank you once again for participating, and thank you for everything that you have done. Good luck.